Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. And this is about the Easter Rising, because it's usually commemorated on Easter Sunday. So looking back to 1916 in Ireland, when the Irish volunteers decided to start an insurrection to break us away from the United Kingdom. So the First World War was on, and the Republicans tended to say, England's difficulties, Ireland's opportunity. So as the United Kingdom was fighting against Germany, having a very difficult time, and a German victory seemed fairly probable, that this was the opportune moment, because, of course, so much of the Crown forces were engaged in fighting in France and Belgium and other battlefronts. So the Irish Volunteers existed openly and was a lawful organisation, having been found shortly before the First World War. Of course, is split into the Irish Volunteers and the Irish National Volunteers. The Irish National Volunteers are ones loyal to the leader of the Home Rule Party, John Redmond, and he'd encouraged them to volunteer for the British Army to fight in this First World War, which he regarded as a righteous cause, and that would ensure that Home Rule would come to Ireland. Home Rule indeed had been passed in September 1914, the month after the First World War began, but delayed, the implementation delayed until the end of the war. So a fatal mistake. And the issue of partition was not adequately dealt with, as in Ulster to be excluded or some counties thereof. There are 9 Ulster counties. In the end, it was only 6 were excluded. And here we are, well over a century on. That was supposed to be a 6-year exclusion. And these temporary measures have a habit of becoming permanent. Anyway, so it's commemorated usually on Easter Sunday. Now, of course, Easter's a movable feast, moves over 6 weeks or so, from like mid-March till like late April, because it's lunisolar. It's to do with just with the movements of the moon as well as the movements of the sun. I never understand it myself. So they don't celebrate on the 24th of April, when the Easter Rising actually began, which is a very late Easter that year. They celebrate it on whenever Easter Sunday happens to be. And I've been on O'Connell Street in Dublin a couple of times when Sinn Féin hold their rally. So the only political party which holds their own separate rally, which is wrong, because if it's supposed to be for all Irish people, then we shouldn't be co-opted by a single party and exploited for party political advantage. And obviously then the state holds one, and the president, Catherine Connolly, she's there at the commemorations. Now, I mean, I'm against that. Obviously, I'm against the Easter Rising, I'm against the existence of the Republic. I don't deny that the Republic exists, and as a legitimate state now, obviously in the Republic of Ireland, we've achieved an awful lot. We're a very free and prosperous country, so many magnificent accomplishments. But I would say, despite and not because of our separation from our kith and kin in Great Britain and so forth. So the army's there. So there'll be speeches by Sinn Féiners there. Of some of them convicted terrorists, but okay, the Troubles is quite a long time ago, not particularly relevant. And the dissident Republican movement, they'll have their speech, and people will be walking by, and there'll be some guys in sort of terrorist uniform standing there with their, whatever, is it at ease position, with their arms behind their back, wearing sunglasses and green uniforms and whatever. So, you know, political parties shouldn't have that. It mustn't be private armies. In the Republic of Ireland, the Irish Defence Force is the only legitimate army. It's not for any other organisations to do that. So, anyway, they should be prosecuted for their incitement to violence, because their orations, and I've listened to them sometimes, have been all about political violence in Northern Ireland, which they want to encourage and perpetrate, and indeed do perpetrate. Fortunately, not very many people are killed by them these days. So that's the Easter Rising, I suppose, a pivotal moment in modern Irish history, because although it was a resounding victory for the Cumann forces, about 100% casualties for the Irish Volunteers, who then started calling themselves Irish Republican Army, IRA. Nevertheless, the United Kingdom was extraordinarily humane. It was a glorious victory for the Crown forces, but it was so merciful. They released most of the terrorists only a few months later, because obviously governments are entitled to declare war, armies are entitled to fight, other organisations are not. You know, I have my political views. I wouldn't take over buildings in Dublin or any other city and start killing people. I don't have the lawful authority to do so. So if you're this premeditated use of violence, and indeed deadly violence, by people in furtherance of any ideological, national, political cause, is terrorism. And that is a textbook definition of it. People say one man's freedom fighter, another man's terrorist. Well, no, there's like the European Convention on the Suppression of Terrorism. There are legal definitions of it, which are internationally accepted in the Republic of Ireland, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, and elsewhere. And I know the term is used, or often, well, misused to delegitimize political dissidents, like in Russia or Saudi Arabia. Really, any political opposition activist is mislabeled a terrorist, and so forth. So that was it. Trying to take over key locations in Dublin, and the idea is that the revolt would spread throughout West Britain. It didn't happen, and German help. So Roger Casement, a British diplomat from Dublin, he had exposed the sort of the scandal of the exploitation of Congolese people by King Leopold II, King of the Belgians, and similar abuses in Brazil and so forth, knighted. But he'd been to Germany and he'd managed to enlist German help, wanting some German officers to come. Didn't happen. He was not naive. He realized that the Germans actually didn't care about Irish independence. Was a matter of indifference to them. They simply wanted to cause problems for their enemy. And likewise, the Allies, including the United Kingdom, they suddenly embraced the cause of sort of Polish, well, oh, sorry, of Czechoslovak independence, having not evinced the least interest in it previously, simply to cause a headache for Austria-Hungary and so forth. But with thousands of captured rifles, I think Russian rifles, I'd always thought they were Mausers, often misinformed the Mausers, they weren't, with that ship oared posing as Norwegian, therefore neutral ship, sailing into British territorial waters to land, you know, at Kerry. But that didn't happen. Intercepted by the Royal Navy, scuttled, the rifle sent to the bottom, and then he's captured at McCart's Fort. It's near Tralee, conveyed to London for trial on a charge of high treason. But as those, was it tens of thousands of rifles didn't get there, he tried to send a message to say, you know, cancel the rising. It'll be pointless because hundreds of people get killed and it won't achieve its goal. And then he was correct, although because it did go ahead, despite that, it didn't achieve its goal. But I mean, there were gatherings in Cork under Terence McSweeney, and then they didn't know what to do because it was a countermanding order. Don't go ahead with the rising, because the Irish volunteers openly had drills, marching in uniforms with rifles. And they'd done a big one on St. Patrick's Day, just 6 weeks earlier. They were going to do these over the Easter weekend, a four-day weekend. Plus, they knew a lot of army officers and Royal Irish Constabulary officers would be away on leave. So would the government and the Crown Force would be slow to respond. And anyway, so they eventually surrendered the guys at Volunteers Hall on the Mardyke in Cork. A little bit of fighting in Galway. North County Dublin, more successful. Was fighting irregularly. Kind of, I was at Ashtown, and I can't remember where I was, at Wexford. Indeed, Tipperary, a guy called Michael O'Callaghan was shot dead to Royal Irish Constabulary officers before fleeing to the United States. So anyway, it went ahead despite the confusion. But if tens of thousands of rifles had got there, it might have been a significant revolt, and the Crown Forces might have had real difficulty containing it. Remember, the French were being bled white at Verdun. There was a serious chance the French army would crack. And Verdun was thought to be absolutely critical to defence of France. Those thoughts that if that fell, would the whole of eastern France fall? Would the way to Paris be open? It would be a huge psychological blow to the French, maybe even a death blow. And the British forces, obviously, which included us, the Irish, and so on, were preparing for a major attack on the Somme around the 1st of July. And so if the revolt by the Irish volunteers was so big in Ireland that the Crown Forces had to divert a lot of troops from France, send them home to Ireland, then maybe the government would say, well, we're going to have to parley. There's not solely a military solution to this. But anyway, they had no, obviously, democratic mandate to do so. You know, Ireland was part of the United Kingdom, and that was it. And the Home Rule Party wanted Home Rule. They didn't want to split from the United Kingdom. They didn't want a republic and stuff like that. So there was no political candidates were even standing for that. You know, even Sinn Féin wanted a dual monarchy, wanted a sort of Hungarian type situation. So I'm very sad that this rebellion happened at all. And that was caused partition. The Republican movement, they wanted partition. They got the partition, but they just didn't get it where they wanted it. They wanted it out of the middle of the Irish Sea, where you can't get everything you want. So yeah, that was a turning point in Irish history. I mean, had there been no First World War, I suppose there would have been no Easter Rising. And would there have been the first troubled times, this is sort of 1919-21, leading to the secession of the major portion of Ireland for the United Kingdom? Well, these are some of the imponderables. So I like thinking about counterfactuals. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgepatton79 at gmail.com.